Conservatives on Trump indictment, Alvin Bragg. Democrats attempting to interfere in presidential election. By Katherine Hamilton on March 30, 2023. Conservatives warn that the indictment of Donald Trump, a former president and current 2024 presidential candidate, is blatant election interference. A Manhattan grand jury voted on Thursday to indict Trump for his alleged role in paying hush money to a porn star, the New York Times reported, citing four people with knowledge of the matter. Trump would be the first former president in American history to face criminal charges. Alvin Bragg has irreparably damaged our country in an attempt to interfere in our presidential election, House Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, tweeted following emerging reports of the indictment. As he routinely frees violent criminals to terrorize the public, he weaponized our sacred system of justice against President Donald Trump. The American people will not tolerate this injustice, and the House of Representatives will hold Alvin Bragg and his unprecedented abuse of power to account, McCarthy continued. Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., said in a press release that the indictment is an attempt at election interference and constitutes political persecution masquerading as law. Today's indictment of President Trump is political persecution masquerading as law. Donald Trump is the former president of the United States, the leader of our nation's political opposition, and the presumptive Republican nominee in 2024. Alvin Bragg's decision to indict him is blatant election interference and a direct assault on the tens of millions of Americans who support him, Vance said. He continued. To make matters worse, this entire charade is predicated on an unprecedented, doomed to fail legal theory and a baseless misdemeanor charge from 7 years ago. While the radical left continues their obsession with harassing Donald Trump, the American people are suffering. Families are struggling to put food on the table. Violent crime is running rampant in our cities. And thousands have been poisoned by the fentanyl pouring across our southern border. Instead of working to improve the lives of the Americans they are supposed to represent, the ruling party is focused on kneecapping their greatest threat in the next election. The American people will see this for exactly what it is, a grave miscarriage of justice. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, called the indictment election interference from corrupt socialist district attorney Alvin Bragg. The radical far left will stop at nothing to persecute Joe Biden's chief political opponent President Trump ahead of the election, Stefanik added. Former acting director of the United States National Intelligence Richard Grenell and former Trump administration official Darren Beatty called out Democrats for arresting the leader of the opposition party ahead of an election. Joe Biden's political party arrests the leader of the opposition party, while most of the D.C. media cheer it on, Grenell tweeted. A sitting president of the United States presides over a corrupt Justice Department that criminally indicts presumptive rival in forthcoming election, Beatty wrote. Mask-off moment for the globalist American empire. If Trump isn't the nominee, then the election interference worked and the corrupt prosecutors win. We can't and won't let that happen, former Trump official Cliff Sims added. Senator Josh Hawley, R.M.O., accused Democrats of trying to control the outcome of the next presidential election. Tonight's indictment of Donald Trump isn't about the law. It's about power. Raw power. It's the Democrat Party telling the nation they will stop at nothing to control the outcome of the next presidential election. It is an assault on our democracy, pure and simple, Hawley tweeted. This isn't just the radical left weaponizing the government to target their political enemies. This is them weaponizing the government to interfere in the 2024 election to stop Trump. The only solution is to shove it down their throats and put him back in the White House. Hashtag MAGA, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted. The former president himself released a statement following the Times report, calling the indictment political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here, Trump said in part. Everyone can see it. So our movement, and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden. And we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again.